Pay-to-play is open season. Legalized bribery. Insert donation, receive favor. That's just a few of the comments to the Seattle Times story this morning that the King County Council has approved of allowing elected county officials to collect money from anyone, anytime, even when contributors have business before the county. The officials will be able to set up an office fund if they don't have one already. It'll pay for things that are related to their jobs but not part of their pay, things like travel, dining, office supplies, and professional memberships. And contributors will be able to put up to $1,000 into the office funds every 4 years. Councilmember Joe McDermott, the sponsor of the legislation, told the Times, "I don't plan on setting up an office fund. But I think because of the investment that people have in the community and serving in the office, they should have that as an option," end quote. Well, we're joined by Erica C. Barnett, the Seattle City Hall reporter for Publicola, the must-read blog about local politics. Erica, is this legalized bribery if a company or union can drop $1,000 into the office account of a county council member before a crucial vote?
Well, I certainly wouldn't take my political advice from the commenters on the Seattle Times. I don't think it's legalized bribery. I think it's a pretty standard practice among cities and counties across the state. And the issue of whether the entity or person giving money has business before the county, that's a fairly it's a city of Seattle that is not allowed, but that's a fairly limited definition. It literally means, if you have a contract pending. So if you look through, say, Mayor Mike McGinn's office fund, they're allowed to get $250 a year, So for up to $1,000 over 4 years, same as a county. There's tons of folks that, that you would imagine, have business before the city or at least lobbying the city. The Master Builders, the Bike Club, Seattle Steam, the DSA. So the other thing I would mention, on the question of whether it's legalized bribery, you're talking about campaigns that run in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I don't think that a $250 contribution is going to buy the vote of a council member who's got to take in hundreds of thousands of dollars to win re-election.
I don't kind of get why county council members need office funds. Do they have to buy their own pencils? Isn't there already money for that?
Well, I think what they, like you said, it's not. Yes, it is technically you could buy your own pencils, but it's for things like professional memberships and travel and do they need their own office fund? Probably not. But again, it's kind of standard in local governments throughout the state. And I don't think you can object to Pete Von Reichbauer or whoever being able to take contributions to go to travel or to join a professional club. But I don't think that constitutes bribery in the sense that, that's a quid pro quo for any particular vote.
And that might go too far. But I'm wondering here, if the money for travel or dining or professional memberships is part of the job, I don't question that it is, then why don't the council members just appropriate that as part of their budget? Why do they have to go hat in hand to businesses and unions to get this money donated to their office funds?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to it. I would assume that that what they would say is that they're spending all the money that they have. They have a certain budget to allocate among staff and other expenses related to their jobs. I would imagine that, though, just completely speculating, that if there was a county council meeting where they were appropriating money to, go on a junket to Shanghai or whatever, that there would be a similar outcry that taxpayer dollars are being spent on, these frivolous expenses.
So the frivolous expenses might still take place, but as long as someone else pays for them, no one's going to complain about it. Now, they're making $135,000 a year, apparently not enough to cover these expenses.
Well, that's a completely separate question. Of course, they could pay for it themselves, but, they're not going to do that.
Erica C. Barnett, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Erica C. Barnett, City Hall reporter for Publicola. Do not miss that blog. This is KUOW Seattle.